Hi, I'm Elliot. I'm 5.5 years old. You're listening to the V Kids Community on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Elliot. Good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day two of Spooky Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll check in with our Quizlet later in the show. Did you ever wonder what ghosts consider fun? Well, today we're going to find out. In music by William Gilbert and Arthur Sullivan from their operetta, Ruddigore, which was written in 1887. Gilbert and Sullivan are known for very weird, silly little plots. So the plot of Ruddigore here involves a family curse. Many, many years ago, the first baronet of Ruddigore made a witch very, very angry, so she cursed his entire line and said from then on, any baronet of Ruddigore would die in terrible agony if he did not commit a terrible crime every single day. And so, all the successive baronets of Ruddigore committed terrible crimes until they just couldn't take it anymore and it drove them crazy. Well, we're talking about the new baron of Ruddigore, Robin, who's not such a bad guy, and he's wondering how on earth he's going to commit all these crimes. Well, in being too good, he makes his ancestor ghosts really mad, and they show up to give him a talking to. And today we're going to hear some talking, or some singing, from the very first baronet of Ruddigore, Roderick Murgatroyd. Now, when Robin meets Roderick, he says, "Oh, I feel sorry for you, you poor ghost." And Roderick says, "Hey, being a ghost is not that bad. We have a lot more fun than you realize." And then he goes on to explain what he thinks of as fun times for ghosts, especially when the night wind howls.
When the night wind howls and the chimney cows and the bat in the moonlight flies and inky clouds like funeral shrouds sail over the midnight skies, when the footpaths quail at the night bird's wail and black dogs bay at the moon, then is the spectre's holiday, then is the ghost's high noon. Then is the ghost's high noon. High noon. Then is the ghost's high noon. As the sob of the breeze sweeps over the trees and the mists lie low on the fen, from great stones are gathered bones that once were women and men. And away they go with a mop and a mow to the revel that ends too soon. For cockcrow limits a holiday, the dead of the night's high noon. The dead of the night's high noon. High noon. The dead of the night's high noon. And then each ghost with his lady toast to the churchyard beds take flight, with a kiss perhaps on her lantern chaps and a grisly grim good night, till the welcome knell of the midnight bell rings forth its jolliest tune and ushers in our next high holiday, the dead of the night's high noon. The dead of the night's high noon. High noon.
Maybe ghosts have a weird sense of fun, but to each their own. That was When the Night Wind Howls, otherwise known as The Ghost's High Noon, from Gilbert and Sullivan's Ruddigore. Welsh bass baritone Bryn Terfel sang with the Swedish National Radio Orchestra, conducted by Paul Daniel. All right, kids commuters, time now to check in with our Quizlet. We'll ask you this question every day this week, throw you a hint or two, and if you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. Here's the question. What popular Halloween party activity is thought to have originated from a Roman harvest festival dedicated to the goddess Pomona? Well, here's a hint. Pomona was the Roman goddess of fruit trees. Does it ring a bell yet? If you know it, send it to us in a text message with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you're right, here comes your prize pack. All right, that does it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlaken Public Radio.